League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, it's good to have you with us. So Wall Street is back in play today. Anything we should look out for?
Yeah, of course. Well, after yesterday, and whenever we get this start to the week where there is a US holiday that doesn't coincide with a European or a UK holiday, we do have a pretty much a very quiet session. And that was the case yesterday. If you look at some of those daily highs and lows, we really did look at tight ranges across the board in a lot of different asset classes and pretty much most instruments out there yesterday. But even first thing this morning, we've seen these really open up. We've seen some big moves. We've seen some big US dollar moves first thing this morning. So I think that's going to be one of the major focuses is focusing on that US dollar and how that movement is currently moving today. We've seen some quite big dollar strength so far this morning, and that's probably likely to continue. And there isn't too much in the way of US data coming out later today. So I think it's a fact of focusing just that US dollar re-evaluating itself throughout the morning session and see where we're going. But we do have quite a lot of Fed speak coming out later on. I think Kaplan and a couple of others are speaking as well as Mark Carney. So there's a lot going on.
Staying with the States, yesterday we saw the ramifications of the Heinz Kraft Unilever deal. You know, now America is back in action. Are we seeing anything happening there?
Well, actually, an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, we don't usually see announcements where we see companies amicably decide not to carry on with a merger. And I think the big question that we have going forward is it the end of the story for this one, or is it going to run on? I think we'll get some kind of reaction from Kraft in terms of the share price over when markets open up later on today. But I think the interesting point is about just is that the end of that deal, or is it going to continue? And of course, The merger and acquisition side is an interesting one at the moment in the US and around Europe and the UK as well, because there's such a lot of growth going on in a lot of these companies. For so many years, we were looking at growth or better performance in terms of a lot of companies due to cost cutting and cutting back on job numbers and a whole different array of cost cutting plans across the board. And now we're actually seeing proper growth because of businesses performing particularly well when it comes in a time where actually we didn't expect them to be doing so well. So I think there's a lot of strong companies out there that could be open to possible takeovers.
Isn't the other thing there that obviously with the devaluation of sterling since the referendum vote, a company like Unilever is going to be much more attractive to the Americans and other foreign buyers? In fact, it's surprising that we haven't seen more of this already.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with that lower pound, as you say, you'd expect a lot of those UK companies to become quite attractive propositions to a lot of other companies in different countries. However, I think one key area about Unilever, that you sort of utilities company, is always seen as quite a safe haven, quite a safe area. So that's why I'm surprised Unilever hasn't become a target previously. But of course, it's such a massive company, and we know this Kraft and Unilever deal would be, I think, what was it, the second biggest merger ever if it was to actually happen. So it's such an enormous company, and utilities do tend to be that kind of safe haven type of stock area, a lot like pharmaceuticals. So I think that is another reason why it made a lot of sense from both areas. But I think, are we at the end, are we not? I think there's a lot still to come out on this one.
We actually heard yesterday from one of our commentators that possibly Kraft is now toying with the idea of Colgate. Have you heard any murmurings about that?
No, not necessarily, but I think, again, it's another area that makes sense, I think. And I think Kraft, obviously, it's been rumoured quite a lot over the last 12 months or so that Kraft have been actively looking around, and it's part of their strategy within a lot of their earnings announcements and their guidance going forward. A lot of their strategy has been looking at these types of areas. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was more areas that they were looking into.
Okay. So moving forward, anything else that you think we should really be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think Mark Carney's going to be interesting today, isn't it? I think it's going to be that the inflation report's going to be an interesting hearing because, of course, inflation is so important to us at the moment. It's what that real key point where the markets tend to get quite excited whenever we talk about inflation prices. And even though UK inflation didn't missed expectations, was at 1.8 instead of the 1.9 that was expected, it's going to be interesting to see what he says about guidance going forward in terms of inflation. He's already mentioned inflation prices moving quite incredibly higher very quickly throughout 2017, but the fact that the pound has recovered somewhat, and we're seeing it, I wouldn't say a full recovery obviously, but we're higher than the lows that we'd been previously, does that help, and what does he see going forward in terms of that area, and of course what does he see about Brexit? And of course the answer to what he sees about Brexit should be, obviously he has no idea because no one has any idea, but he will try and tell us at some point he knows what Brexit means for inflation and for GDP and for the rest of the UK. So we'll all be listening very, very closely.
Fantastic. James, thank you so much. James Hughes there from GKFX.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.